what you want us to be. We thank you today, God, that we are not entangled with the affairs of this life. You say you and the world are enemies, so that we may please you. We have armed ourselves with your mighty armor and chosen to be a soldier and a spiritual army. We gladly wear the armor you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT. KQJO.
This is KAYTFM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
925 Greenwood Shreveport.
989 Monroe, West Monroe.
100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
993 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. You will move upon me by your power and your grace, as well as your provision. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, you're worthy of all glory. So in Jesus' name and for its sake, we ask it all. For its sake, we pray. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Sister Mathis, could you put my timer on me, please? Giving honor to God, to you, the Antioch family, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, Minister Weston, I'm sorry. We greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To those that are visiting with us, if there be any, and those that are listening by radio, streaming live, Paradise Ministry as well, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalm, the 8th Psalm, verses 1 through about 9. Psalms 8. Verses 1 through 9. And when you have found us, say amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who hath set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling thou hast ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and have crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hand. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the path of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, it's all about you, the world, man, and your glory. Have you ever wondered, Antioch, why men consistently keep trying to go into outer space? We see them trying over and over again from the 60s all the way through the 21st century. Their efforts to go farther and farther, to climb higher and higher into the unknown. And the reality is, my brothers and sisters, is that they are searching for something. We have circled the earth, and having accomplished that, we went to the moon. And now we have set our next destination on the planet Mars. They're even now expanding and saying that they're UFOs. Even the Bible said there will be strange phenomena in the sky. So what's the difference? Why are we so unexpected when it's already written in God's infallible word? And what we are trying to discover, Brother Gaines, is if there is any life on these planets. Or can we, as a people, survive on other planets? If God wanted man to reside on the moon or Mars, he would have made it accessible for man to live there. I'm reminded that oxygen is here. Nowhere else can oxygen be found. But man keep trying to discover another home, another earth. And what we need to understand is that God placed the earth right where he desired the earth to be for mankind to survive. But man, curious as he might be, trying to find and discover the unknown, trying to question the authenticity of the infallible word of God, trying to discover that science is more important than God, is still proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real. The reality is, God created the earth for man. And David explained this creative order and how and why when he questioned in the 8th Psalm, when we think about King David, David's life was an open book before God. Although David was called a man after God's own heart, David was not perfect, and neither are we. And what I mean by that statement is that David's life could be our life as believers. Like David, we are men and women who are after God's own heart. Because God is love. God's desire is for all believers to love each other. One of the most significant and difficult things in this world is for man to love one another. In most cases, we war against one another. That's why there are conflicts all over the world, because there's a lack of unanimity and love for each other. But in our quest, my brothers and sisters, to understand this unconditional love that God has, we find ourselves searching and asking questions about the God who we serve. You're asking questions now. What is God like? What color is he? God is a spirit. And spirits don't have colors. But there's something significant about man keep trying to discover what God is like and what he looks like. And God have told you that I'm a spirit, and when you begin to worship me, you'll worship me in spirit and in truth. The question we propose is that you've got to understand your spirit, but most of all, you've got to understand truth. What is truth? Yeah. Jesus is truth. Yeah. Do you understand him? My brothers and sisters, as I think about God, I think about all that he is and all that he has done. And my mind cannot comprehend God's greatness. For God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And his greatness goes far beyond our limited thoughts concerning who he is. For our God is powerful. Our God is creative. And finally, our God is infinite. Powerful, Antioch, because he created the universe from nothing. He borrowed it out of non-existing things. And everything continued to exist only because God continued to sustain it. You missed it. If God did not sustain this world, it would cease to exist. He's the God who established the sun in the sky, the water in the surface of the earth. And if God did not sustain it, you and I would cease to exist. If God simply took oxygen there from the surface of this earth, we would cease to exist. So this earth is in existence because God is sustaining it. My brothers and sisters, God is also creative. Because he made man in his image and his likeness. You and I, in God's eye, is like Rembrandt's drawing or Picasso. Most exquisite, most fine, and you are that in God's eyes, precious, because we are created in the image of God, not this physical body, but this spiritual body. My brothers and sisters, we see God is also in the business with man, creating things. And God also created man in his image and likeness, but then God told man to be creative in the order of procreation. And in procreation, I have shared that procreation was for man to recreate himself, to duplicate himself. That's the only reason for intimacy for man and woman was to procreate and keep the species going. But today, there seemed to be a misnomer about procreation. I don't care what the Congress says, nor the highest office in this land. Procreation between one man and one woman. And God will have it no other way.
Amen.
And if I do not preach the truth, then God will get me. I don't care what the government says. God's word is his word. Amen. And it does not matter how we feel. God's word will stand even in the midst of governments that will try to subvert his word. And then finally, God is infinite because he is without limits. Yeah. Yeah. There is no one like him.
Amen.
Nor before him. What kind of God is it that we serve, Antioch? For he is the one and only true God.
Amen.
I said he, Yahweh Adonai Elohim, is the only one true God. There are many gods, but there's only one true God. We make gods out of our homes, our cars. We make gods out of our job, our 401k. We make gods out of everything. But there is only one true God. In the Old Testament, they made God out of fish. They made God out of trees. They made God out of a snake. They made gods out of bull. But there is one true God. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joker. He is the God who brought us. He is the God who delivered us. But most of all, he is the God who prepared